Exclusive: Treasury Undersecretary Aaron Brown discusses candidate deal, economic growth. By Matt Mercer on August 31, 2026. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News at the G20 Finance Ministers meeting in Asheville, North Carolina, Undersecretary for International Affairs Aaron Brown said that it's really their loss and a mistake by Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to test President Trump in the way that they are. Speaking one-on-one following a readout of the first day's session, Brown outlined the Trump administration's priorities for both the week's meetings and into the future. America has shaped the world economy for 250 years. The next 250 years begins with what we do today, said Brown, saying the Trump administration is laser-focused on a strong economy locally and around the world. The selection of Asheville to host the meetings is a nod to a comeback city after Hurricane Helene brought western North Carolina to the brink of ruin. Brown said the Trump administration stepped up where the Biden administration failed, delivering over $5 billion in federal FEMA funding back into communities. I think Asheville, and the state of North Carolina at large, is a really good example of how you can have public and private partnership work together in order to really fuel growth and innovation in the state, she said. Brown spoke at length about the recent trade talks with Canada and why the country's leaders have walked away from a deal that would have been good for both sides. She said Canada needs America much more than America needs Canada, and walking away was a fatal flaw. Watch, take that, Canada. Trump signs order changing Lake Ontario to Lake America. I think they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. When President Trump was willing to work on a deal, he wanted to bring prosperity not just to the American people but also provide a fair opportunity for Canada. What they're doing right now, betting against President Trump, is going to be a huge mistake, said Brown. I think this will go down in history as a huge mistake unless they come back to the table and accept the terms of the deal that Trump provided them already. Meetings in the general sessions were coupled with bilateral meetings as well, with focuses on current developments and global growth. One of Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's themes was durable prosperity and stronger growth, and continuing economic pressure on Iran is essential to bring the regime to the table. Secretary Bessent has made very clear in all of the bilateral meetings, as well as in our plenary sessions, cutting off Iran from any type of financial network is paramount to national security, to global security, and to bring an end to the war in Iran. We are winning this war. We are winning militarily. We are also winning financially, and we will ensure that there is no financial slippage amongst any of the members of the G20, said Brown, adding that ensuring everyone is on the same page is a priority. Brown in the readout said America is the driving force of the global economy and reiterated that many countries agreed with the statement of Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh that the era of secular stagnation is over. Countries also agree that the G20 will work toward an international trading system that is more fair, and a longer session at the conference is dedicated to global imbalances. Said Brown, President Trump wants to bring prosperity. He wants to bring peace to the world. We need our allies and the entire G20 to cooperate in that mission to ensure that there isn't any financial leakage. The number one focus, the guiding North Star for our G20 is growth and setting the right conditions for growth. Bringing attention back to the U.S. economy, Brown said President Trump's accomplishments are helping usher in a new period of national strength. She said the U.S. is home to the deepest and most dynamic liquid markets in the world, but that banks who serve Main Street must have the same chance to succeed as those who serve Wall Street. Brown highlighted that many of the pro-growth and pro-manufacturing provisions in the working families' tax cuts, such as R&D expensing, are creating economic leverage beneficial to U.S. manufacturing. She called the manufacturing growth numbers phenomenal under President Trump's leadership, bringing capital back and ending the contraction of the Biden administration. These policies are bringing manufacturing jobs back to America to create prosperity for the average American and to ensure no American is left behind in this economy, Brown concluded.